business movie, Mary Poppins.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I'm going to give you a quick review of an older movie, okay? 1960s. And this is Mary Poppins, the original Walt Disney version. Okay, I'm not talking about the new one that came out a few years back. This is the original one with Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke. And I want to go into this because it is, believe it or not, a business movie. And it's a personal business movie. If you haven't seen it in a long time or you haven't seen it at all, don't let the name fool you. This isn't just some silly little kids movie. It is, but it isn't. There's extra elements to it that are very subtle, but indistinguishable when you watch it as an adult, especially if you've had kids. If you've been a parent, it can make a huge impact. I'll get into that in a second, but first I wanted to remind you about the book that I have called 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. Be sure and get your own free copy amazonproofbook.com. amazonproofbook.com. That's where you can get a free one. Now, if you want to pay for it, you go get a hard copy over at amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com or any of the places that books are sold online. You can find it. 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. Go check it out. Now, let's get into Mary Poppins. Why is Mary Poppins a business movie, right? Well, it's not as much a story about Mary Poppins. If you've ever seen the movie Saving Mr. Banks, that's a lot of what that movie is about, the behind the scenes of it. And it a lot of it is fantasy in that movie also. But that movie points to the fact that this was a story about the father more than anything else. Who's the father? The father's Mr. Banks. He is the consummate businessman. He is the guy that's focused on the bottom line. He's focused on the numbers and has very little time for his family. Now, this brings up a point that I like to talk about called virtuous diversions. Okay. One of the major themes of the movie is, and you've probably heard the tune or heard the expression, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, you know, or let's go fly a kite or what have you, all these different little songs in the movie. It's all about having virtuous diversions away from business with your family, if you have a family. But even if you don't have a family, if you have something to do that isn't bad for you, that isn't habit forming or something like that, where it's a diversion that pulls you away from reality, but more of a thing that lightens the mood, that allows you to step away from business, it can improve your business. Everything improves if you allow yourself the chance to step away once in a while. You've got to get outside of that world and then step back into it. You can't be in it 24/7. You will burn out. Something will happen where it just will not end well. And it doesn't matter what personality. Some personalities handle it a little better. If you have a certain conation, you might be able to handle nonstop work a lot better. But there's other things to life. And for your own mortal soul, you've got to step back and you've got to be able to smell the roses. And that's what this movie is really all about in the end. They tell this story through a little bit of the perspective of the children. But through the perspective of the children, you see how crazy everyone else is in the story and how Mary Poppins is just this correcting figure that helps to kind of straighten things out using chaos as a tool, but eventually sends things in a proper direction by the end of the movie. Worth seeing? Absolutely. I mean, you've got amazing acting. You've got incredible music. The Sherman Brothers wrote the music for this. You've got incredible acting. The colors, the scenes, everything else. You got a whole lot of combination of animation and matte paintings and all the stuff in the background. It's just quality movie, well worth seeing. If you haven't seen it since you were a kid, rewatch it now as an adult. If you haven't seen it since you've had children, if you've had the pleasure of having children, go and check it out, because my wife said this is a completely different movie because she hadn't seen it since we had our kids. Our oldest is 6 years old, so it's been a while, and completely different movie, right? So go check it out. Mary Poppins, it is a business movie. Look at it from a personal perspective and see how you can apply the lessons to your life. So hopefully that makes sense. We'll be back here tomorrow with another concept, another idea of a principle, a strategy, or a tactic that you could use directly in your business to really explode your profits and defeat the competition. You have a great night. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.